Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Monday morning sport. Darren Farrell's here. Morning, Darren.
Gavin, another busy one as well. And great to see Padraig Harrington back in the winner's enclosure last night. He won the Timbertech Championship on the PGA Tour's Champions Tour. This is his second win on this particular tour, his sixth on that circuit in total. And I think he was really turning back the years last night. Not to be ageing him or anything like that, but he had a 64. He went into this event, one clear of the field after Saturday's play, and he finished on 17 under par, 7 clear of his nearest challenger, which is remarkable golf. He started the day with that lead, but he just really grabbed the whole round by the scruff of the neck and got the job done. He had some start as well. At one stage, he was thinking maybe a 59 might have been within his grasp, but in the end, he was just happy to get the victory.
It was important to win from being in front. You know, I think as players, we like to keep the idea that if we get a lead, we can handle the pressure. So it was very important for me, and especially after a good start. Bernard came back at me. Holding that putt 9 was massive for me. You know, it could have been a 3-shot swing, and kind of batting down the hatches for a few holes after that, and then the last few were a little easier.
You came out in a vengeance. Birdie 6 out of your first 7 holes. What was the mindset that led to that start?
You know, the first couple of holes have been nice to me all week. So I've made plenty of birdies. I struggled in the middle of this middle of the round every day, so you know it was nice to get that start, and I tried to keep riding it, to be honest. And you know, number 8, I nearly hole for birdie to go 7 under, and I was working out in my head. I says par 71, I only need to make 12, and that would be a 59. How hard is it to shoot 59? Like I just hit a wall then.
It's a big jump to 59, isn't it? No 59, but a great win there for Padraig. Darren Clark did really well also, finished inside the top 20. He actually won this event a couple of years ago, so he clearly likes it. The other big story this morning, Liverpool's 1-1 draw with Luton in the Premier League. Luton leading this one by a goal to nil as the game entered the closing stages. And who else popped up with the equaliser? Only Luis Diaz. He came off the bench, the man whose parents were kidnapped in Colombia, came off the bench, scored 5 minutes into injury time. His father remains missing. When he scored that goal, he pulled up his jersey with that message in Spanish for the kidnappers. Powerful stuff, wasn't it? Freedom for Dad. And that is grabbing a lot of headlines around the world this morning, and including on all of our own newspapers. Going to focus on Liverpool later in the programme, but let's get the view of the Luton dressing room, because mixed emotions there for their manager, Rob Edwards. Beating Liverpool would have been very, very nice. And I think given what was in it, I think he was very happy to get the draw. And it does take them out of the relegation zone as well.
But we're here, and we deserve to be here. And that's the bit that we've got to really to hit home as well now. We've fought hard to come back from the depths over a number of years now to get to this position. And we don't want to let up, you know, we don't want to give it up lightly, this position in the league. So we're going to fight really hard for it. The players want to. They're all committed to work incredibly hard for each other every single day. We know it's a huge task. We know we're going up against giants like Liverpool tonight, but we're enjoying it. But we want to compete and we want to do well as well. And I think we're growing into it.
More from that game later.
Older listeners might remember that years ago when Liverpool ruled the world, they had a thing about Luton, or Ron Luton had a thing about them. They just couldn't beat them. Mm. Now, the plastic pitch was a factor.
Kenilworth Road, the old plastic pitch.
Seems to be back to haunt them again.
Sports Stadium, Saturdays, back in the 1980s. Bring it all back to me now, Gavin.
There you go, we are old enough.
We are. Aston Villa lost 2-0 to Nottingham Forest. First win for Forest in 7 matches. That way, if Villa had won, they would have gone third. So that'll show you how well they're going at the minute, but a big disappointment for them. Katie McCabe was at her brilliant best again yesterday for Arsenal. They beat the previously unbeaten Manchester City by 2 goals to win in the Super League. And Katie was making her 200th appearance there as well for Arsenal. In club football, 3 county finals took place yesterday. East Kerry pipped Mid Kerry to win the county title in the Kingdom. Corrafin won the Galway Championship. Newcastle West crowned the Limerick champions. In the AIB Club Championship, so this is the provincial competitions, wins for RD, St Lomans and Naas in the Leinster quarterfinals. Kilcoo beat Derrygonley in Ulster. I want to give one game a particular attention in the Munster Hurling Championship. Ballygunner too strong for Sarsfields, 220 to 9 points, but I want to take my hat off to Ryan Byrne from Info front page of the Irish Times this morning. Check it out. The conditions down there in the second half were absolutely appalling. Have you seen rain like that before, Rachel? Yes, you have.
I was going to say I'm from the west of Ireland, Darren, every day of my life. But
isn't it remarkable that they've managed to play the game in those conditions?
It's a fantastic picture. Yeah. It is. It's a fantastic picture too. The rain is so heavy, it actually looks like it's snow falling. Yeah, it's something else. Also, Ballygunner. God, if you're any other team left in the All-Ireland Club Hurling, you'd be pretty scared. Yeah.
No, they're playing the Piercing next, so if anyone's going to catch them, I think they have a shot. But that is your sport for all. I'll finish actually with the motorsport. Max Verstappen won the São Paulo Grand Prix. It's race win number 17 for him this season. Remarkable stuff.
Yeah, wet pitches, we better get used to them. Darren Frehill, thank you. 7:41.